This show is a part of the Podnuts Network. Find more shows like this at www.podnuts.com.
On the edge of real and cyberspace, there's one place you can go.
Welcome to Nightwise.com.
Nightwise.com.
Tired of choosing between Macs, Linux, and OS X? Listen to the Nightwise.com podcast and learn how to slide from operating system to operating system using our hack tips and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you instead of the other way around.
On the edge of real and cyberspace, there's one place you can go, and you found it. Welcome to Nightwise.com, the one and only podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Whether you're a Windows, Linux, Mac, iOS, Android, or Chrome OS user, we have the tips and tricks you need to tune tech into your way of life. My name's Nightwise, and today I'll be your host on KW909 Storytime. For more information and the show notes, head on over to the website www.nightwise.com, that's KNIGHTWISE.com, where you'll find the links to everything we talk about, and of course, the Nightwise.com media feed. Subscribe to that feed and get all of the Nightwise.com content delivered to your favorite podcatcher automatically, letting technology work for you. Hey guys and girls, it's great to be behind the microphone again. It's dark, it's warm, I have tea, it's a calm evening. So it's time to do another story time. And today it's going to be a special story time. For those of you who are new to story time, basically I write an article, I look for some good music, and I read it to you. But today it's something special. Today we are going to honor somebody who has recently passed away, and I would not be a geek if I did not pay tribute to Leonard Nimoy, the actor most famously known for his character Spock in Star Trek. So without further ado, here it is, KW909, story time. Goodbye, Spock. The news didn't come as a surprise. It was only a matter of time. I was looking to buy a new tablet at the store when I randomly opened up a browser on one of them, only to see Spock in his maroon-colored Starfleet uniform staring back at me from one of the news sites. I learned there and then that Leonard Nimoy was no more. I sighed as a sense of loss and sadness came over me. Although death is an inevitable part of life, and that time and age wait for no one, the loss of one of your heroes is something that touches you to your core. As I looked at the picture, I wondered how much the man that had just passed away was responsible for me being there at that very moment. How much did Leonard Nimoy and all the other actors from Star Trek influence me as a child to take the choices in life that I have taken? Just how much did Star Trek and its cast of characters inspire me and countless other people all over the world? And why? As I put the tablet down, I silently whispered, "Live long and prosper," and discreetly offered the Vulcan salute. Yes, Star Trek has surely influenced me. When I started watching the original series as a little kid, I loved the action scenes and the colorful aliens. But over the years, my devotion to the series grew because I started to understand what Star Trek was all about and how it spoke to me. Star Trek depicted a future for mankind where we had overcome our petty human nature of war, jealousy, intolerance, and short-sightedness. It promised a world where we were a better version of ourselves, and it challenged us to live up to it. It featured a galaxy where men and women worked together, where infinite diversity meant an infinite amount of combinations and possibilities, where everything was possible not despite, but just because we were all different, where humanity lived up to its true potential. Kirk, Spock, McCoy, Scotty, Uhura, Chekhov, and Sulu were heroes you looked up to, not because they were superheroes, but because they were human. They each depicted, at least to me, sides of ourselves that are present inside everyone. Kirk stood for flamboyance and confidence. McCoy was passion. Sulu, precision and modesty. Chekhov, devotion and wonder. Scotty, inventiveness and commitment. Uhura, kindness. And Spock depicted the hard, logical mind. Those are all different parts of our human character. We all had the possibility to be inspired not only by the Star Trek philosophy, but also by the strength of the characters, their human natures. And so, whenever we lose one of them, it feels like we lose a little part of ourselves. So, on the bridge of the Enterprise, a young trainee stands a solemn vigil. The last wisps of acrid smoke sting his eyes as all the damage of the encounter with the starship Reliant is far from repaired. The ship is safe, out of danger, and below it floats an infant blue planet bursting with life and possibilities. The bridge is empty, for the crew has departed to pay their last respects to a great officer, a great man, a great friend. The empty science station emits a series of beeps as it detects a photon torpedo being launched, its payload orbiting the brand new world for the first and the last time. As the ensign raises his hand towards the view screen in the classic Vulcan salute, his words echo in the void between the stars. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. Thank you, Spock. In the real world, an astronaut floats towards the large canopy on board the cramped space station. Below lies an infant blue planet, bursting with life and possibilities. As she presses her hand against the cool glass, she spreads her fingers in the traditional Vulcan salute. Her words echo in the void between the stars. Live long and prosper. Thank you, Spock. So both in the real world and in the world of our imagination, we take solace in the words of Admiral Kirk. He is not dead as long as we remember him.
We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our honored dead. And yet it should be noted that in the midst of our sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of new life, the sunrise of a new world, a world that our beloved comrade gave his life to protect and nourish. He did not feel this sacrifice a vain or empty one. And we will not debate his profound wisdom at these proceedings. Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human. Others?
Thank you. you are the creators and the curators of your own lives. You create your own life and your work. Give us your best. Give us the best of your art. We crave it. We hunger for it. Help us to see ourselves, to know ourselves. Illuminate our lives. And keep in mind what Victor Hugo said, popularity is the crumbs of greatness. I cannot leave without saying to you, in all sincerity, live long and prosper.
And with those words, we wrap up KW909 Storytime. So long, Spock. It's a shorter show than the ones that you are used to. It's perhaps even a different show than the ones that you are used to. But I thought that it was my duty as a geek to at least honor one of the great actors that formed the great myth of Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy. Devoted father, husband, actor, photographer, inspired speaker, and of course, in our memory for always and ever, the right hand of Kirk, Spock. If you want to comment on this show or have any reactions or want to share your personal experiences, why not do so? You can email us feedback@nightwise.com. You can use the comment section below on the website www.nightwise.com. You can find us on Twitter, nightwise.com/Twitter, on Facebook, nightwise.com/Facebook, and of course on Google Plus, nightwise.com/Google Plus. We'll be back next week with a tech-filled show full of geeky cross-platform sliding goodness. So hang in there, we'll be back. Until then, I can only say, live long and prosper.
You have been listening to the Nightwise.com podcast, the show with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Send your feedback, questions, or start your own personal flame war by contacting us directly on feedback@nightwise.com or following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Google+. You can support the show by sharing it with your friends or writing us a nice iTunes review at www.nightwise.com/iTunes. Or, if you have some credits to spend, click the PayPal button on the Nightwise.com website to help us pay the bills. Just remember, there is real life outside cyberspace! But it's not all that important.
Thank you.